Mayor Masso is running for re-election. The Texas legends are on a roll. And what did we find at CES this year? All that coming up on the January 16th, 2014 edition of the Frisco Podcast. All right, so welcome Frisco to 2014. We've been absent for a little while, but we're back. We did spend some time out at CES, and we'll come to that in just a minute. But first, I wanted to let you guys know that we have actually launched a new community calendar on Lifestyle Frisco. So if you have events that are Frisco-related or happening in Frisco that you want to try to get the word out about, be sure to go and just add them to the events calendar. If you just go to lifestylefrisco.com and hit the sidebar on any of the posts, there'll be a link to the calendar there. Now, if you are doing this for the first time, you will have to register to create an account. It's totally free, but just get out there, register so you've got a username and password to log in, and then there's another link where you can just click to add your events, and they will go through a little bit of a workflow. We're going to, in the beginning, have to approve all of the events just to make sure that people are putting in the right information the first time they use it and to make sure that all of the events are Frisco specific. So if you have something that's not happening in Frisco, you know, if you're in Plano and you're listening to us, or maybe you're over in Little Elm, this isn't the right calendar, sorry. But if you're in Frisco or you're doing something here, definitely go out and add that to the calendar. And we'll try to make sure we get that regularly into the weekend roundup. Now, the big news is that Mayor Masso is running for re-election. This will be going on his third term, and there is going to be a kickoff party for him on Friday night. So it's open to everybody at the Westin and Stone at the Westin Stonebriar in Frisco from 7 to 9 p.m. That's Friday the 17th. And if you are interested in coming out and saying hello and showing some support for the mayor, then you'll want to RSVP for that event at rsvp@massoformayor.com. That's M-A-S-O. ForMayor.com, and just let them know that you're coming. Wendy and I will definitely be there on Friday night, so if you do happen to come out, please be sure to stop by and say hello. And, you know, we're big proponents of local politics. It's one of the best places to go vote when you really do want to make a difference and have your voice heard. So we all tend to get kind of worked up and excited about the national elections, but the local stuff is really just as important. So, you know, no matter what you're planning to do or what you're thinking or what your disposition might be sure to get out and vote and keep your eyes open, because we've got a couple of city council members who are also going to be running for re-election. And hopefully we'll be talking to all of these guys at various points throughout the spring on the show. And if you're wondering, the re-election, the actual voting is coming up in May. So we've still got a couple of months out before that happens, but it will be happening on May 10th. I'm also going to let you know that Wendy will not be joining us today. Unfortunately, she's been a little under the weather and has lost her voice and just really isn't able to sit here and have a good conversation with us without making herself worse. So you just get me today. We're going to cover some of the CES stuff, though, too. Now, in all fairness, I think she caught what I had last week when we were at CES, because I lost my voice for about a day. And when you're running around trying to do interviews, that's not much fun. That said, we still managed to squeeze in a few things and see some very cool stuff at CES. If you were kind of wondering what's coming down the pipe in electronics for 2014, I can tell you that the biggest stories are really just continuations of things that we've heard in the recent past. One of those is wearable electronics. There's going to be a lot of this stuff coming, right? Everything is going to start having sensors built into it, and there's going to be a lot of fitness-oriented and health-oriented types of electronics. So I've actually got something called the Jabra Up. It's a wristband that I wear, and it gives me information like, you know, footsteps and how I sleep, and it tracks, you know, a myriad of things like that. And then it's got a nice little app that it syncs to. That kind of thing is going to explode this year. There were so many different vendors that were creating very similar devices. So whether you want to wear a wristband or you want something that maybe you can just sort of wear almost as a piece of jewelry, you know, some of these things are even getting built into like, you know, like little brooches and things like that. In fact, one company that was doing wearable technology actually did something a little bit different, and that was they are creating a device that is measuring how much UV you're being exposed to. So you enter some information like your skin type and things like that, and then it comes back and it makes a recommendation for when you need to start, you know, cutting out the sun. It's a little bit controversial, and I'm not sure exactly how it works and what the accuracy is, but it was kind of a neat concept. And we'll have links to all this stuff in the show notes. So, again, look for a lot of wearable stuff. I think one of the more interesting companies that's doing something was called iFit. And they're actually, iFit is a platform, and it's made by the same people that make Nordic Track and a whole bunch of other fitness equipment. They actually own many, many fitness brands. And they've sort of built this platform that goes across usage scenarios. So iFit will be on treadmills and on bikes and on you know, elliptical trainers and things like that. And you'll be able to log into it. And it'll actually, you'll have a centralized profile so that when you go and you know, run on the treadmill, it will log that run into your profile and how far did you run and how fast and how many calories and all that kind of stuff. And let's say the next day it's very nice outside and you want to actually go for a run outside, then you'll just take your iPhone or, you know, your device with you and run the app. And the app that's on the phone will track your actual run, you know, not on a treadmill but outside, and it will log that to the same account. And if you want to ride the bike, then, you know, it'll do the same thing on the bike. And then they're also coming out with a wristband like the one I described earlier, so that, you know, as you're walking around, it'll track your daily steps and calorie burn and sleep and all that kind of good stuff. But what's interesting about iFit was it is being built by people that have domain expertise in the area of fitness. So they're not just jumping on electronics on the bandwagon because it's the hot new thing. It's a natural extension of what they already do and how they apply it. So I would definitely keep an eye on them. I did an interview with them, and I will go ahead and embed that interview in the post. And all of this was part of the Geek Beat coverage that we were doing while we were at CES. But you'll definitely keep your eyes open for iFit. That's going to be kind of neat stuff. The other big story that, you know, we're getting a lot of, and you're really going to get to start seeing more of this year, is 4K TV. So 4K has actually been coming for quite a while. I remember seeing this at CES in 2012, I think was the first time I saw it. And it is just amazing how beautiful the picture looks on these TVs. In some ways, it's almost getting a little bit too real. You're also going to hear about 8K. And so 4K is basically like, it's called Ultra HD. And it's HD HD, if you will. And then 8K takes it another level even higher. So you're getting this extreme pixel density on these screens, and just a super, super sharp, crystal clear picture from any angle. The amount of detail you can see is just incredible. They're still a little expensive, but the prices are starting to come down. So I think this is going to be the year that we're going to start having those things pop up in some people's homes and media rooms and things like that. If you're interested in, you know, big TV watcher, sports watcher, definitely keep an eye on this stuff. And again, I think 2014 will be the year we'll see a lot more than that. The last thing that I'll mention from CES is automotive stuff. The what they call telematics and electronics in the car is also going to start to really, I think, kind of catch fire this year. You're going to start seeing Android and iOS operating systems in vehicles. So the syncing, the accessibility of apps and information and music and all this stuff that we listen to through the internet normally, you know, on our smartphones and tablets and computers, is going to start to become much more available in your car. How all of that's going to work out in terms of needing to have different programs or subscriptions for, you know, cell service and things like that, I don't know just yet, but I'm expecting you're probably going to have to pay a separate fee to have this in your car to Verizon or AT&T or whomever you use. And hopefully they'll give us some kind of a, you know, family discount, because we're all going to have multiple devices before long that need their own connections. But keep your eyes open for that. That's one I'm really personally very excited about, because a lot of the things that I like to do in my car, I use an app called Waze for navigation. It's fantastic if you haven't checked it out. You know, I want to listen to music on Spotify or Pandora, looking up directions. I would love for some of these things to be more integrated into my automobile as opposed to just having to run on my phone. And you know, I want to keep my eyes on the road, but, you know, occasionally I got to look where I'm going as well and try to figure out the navigation. And that happens. So anyways, keep your eyes posted. I think that we're going to see a lot of that in 2014 from an automotive standpoint. All right, so what's going on around Frisco? Well, first of all, if you aren't already aware or aren't paying much attention, we have a professional basketball team called the Texas Legends, and they are the development league team for the Mavericks. So this is kind of where you would land if the Mavericks were looking at you and they were going to, you know, they wanted to develop your skills a little bit further, or keep an eye on kind of how you're progressing there. But these guys are pro players. They play at Dr. Pepper Arena. They're very good. It's a ton of fun. And I definitely would recommend going out to see a game sometime if you love hoops. And, you know, kind of like going to a Rough Riders game, it's in a way, I don't want to say it's more fun than going to a Mavs game, but it kind of is because it's a little bit more intimate. It's a little bit easier experience getting in and out. And it's a lot of fun to go watch these guys. And some of the games actually also get broadcast live on YouTube. So if you want to watch but you can't always go to the game, we'll include a link so that you know where to go look and you can watch some of the stuff online. They're owned by Del Harris, who, if you know much about the NBA, he's been around a long time. He's been a part of a lot of different teams. So you're not getting amateurs here. These guys are very good, and they've been on a roll. They're doing very well. In their last game, they beat the Austin Toros 114-105. And they've got a couple of games coming up. The Texas Legends versus the Rio Grande Vipers on January 17th. And that's an away game for them. Their next home game in Dr. Pepper Arena is, again, versus the Austin Toros. And that's on Saturday, January 18th at 7 p.m. So if you're thinking about a game and want to go check them out, that would be the time to go do it. Also coming up in Frisco, we have Arts in the Square. So this is one of the big events that they do every year in Frisco Square. And this is also the one that got canceled last year, I think, because of the weather and the wind. But it's coming up on March 28th and 29th. But what I want you to note is that if you are an artist who wants to participate, or you know somebody who is, the deadline to register and get your info in to take part in this, even though it's not till the end of March, the deadline for artists to register is January 24th. That's only about a week away. So if you're planning to take part in this, be sure to get that registration in. As always, link is in the show notes. Now, we also have the Winter Games of Texas. And I've only been seeing a little bit about this online, so I wanted to make sure we highlighted it for you guys and you guys know it's coming up, because it's basically an amateur games that they do in Texas. And it is athletes of all ages, all skill levels. There are all kinds of different things that activities that people can participate in. Everything from swimming to archery to table tennis, just a host of different things. And again, all skill levels and all ages of people can take place. People will, you know, there'll be a good crowd to come out and watch these things as well. It's going to be happening, you know, in a number of places around Frisco. Apparently, the archery thing has become kind of a big deal, thanks in no small part to the Hunger Games movies. But if you want to participate, I'm suspecting it's a little too late because the games are January 18th and 19th. So I don't know if you can still register or not. We'll have a link to the main website, and you can go check that out. I couldn't find anything about registering at this point, but you never know. You might be able to still squeeze something in there. But anyways, that is the Winter Games of Texas, and they're happening in Frisco this year. So I would expect that the next few days are going to be very busy here in Frisco. There's going to be a lot of people that are coming up to participate and just to watch. So keep your eyes open for that. Now, if you're looking to get out and about, maybe hear some live music, just have a little fun this weekend, we got a few good things coming up. First of all, Espiritu, if you haven't been there, this is a great little place in Frisco Square. It's very just sort of unique among Frisco bars, and I'll just let you kind of go discover for yourself why that is. But it's a cool little place to go hang out, fun environment, and I would call it one of Frisco's well-kept secrets. So anyways, they do a lot of live music there, and coming up tonight, actually, they have Colby McDonald is there. And then Ivan the Piano Man tomorrow night at 8 p.m. And then they've got, I think they've got some live music on Saturday as well. So if you don't make it out tonight or tomorrow, you know, still feel free to stop in. They're right next to En Fuego So if you've ever stopped in to grab a cigar or something like that, it's literally right next to that and directly across from City Hall. And then Jeff Robbins is going to be playing some saxophone out at Crossroads Winery on Friday night from 6 to 11:30. And if you haven't been out to Crossroads, this is another well-kept secret in Frisco. And they're actually, I think, technically in Little Elm, but they've got a Frisco zip code. And I think there were some zoning changes, so they were kind of once in Frisco, and now they're kind of in Little Elm, but also kind of in Frisco. So anyways, we love this place, so we just decided to include them. They do live music every Friday night. It's a really fun, different kind of place to go. The winery has a nice big room with tables and a little staged area for their musicians. And there's, you know, big things of wine that are in there fermenting and being made. And they've got some award-winning wines, and it's all made right there. So definitely stop in at Crossroads Winery and check that out. Hear a little live music, have a bottle of wine. Great place to hang out with some friends. All right, so that is it for this week. Next week, we're going to get Wendy back. We're going to be working on setting up some interviews with some folks around town as well. So we're going to start bringing in some Frisco people, including some of our representatives from City Council, as well as just some business owners and some other interesting people from around town. So if you happen to own a business or you're doing something that you think deserves attention or you know somebody who is, definitely shoot us a line. Just go out to lifestylefrisco.com. And click on contact in the navigation and shoot us an email, and we'll see if we can get something set up. We'd love to meet with you guys. We would love to talk to you more and find out what you're doing here in Frisco. So until next week, this is the Frisco Podcast. I'm Scott Ellis, and we'll talk to you then.